Tencent, you are the owner of Springfield Drug and Old Fashioned Soda Fun. What ever made you decide to be in this business?
Well, I grew up on a farm, the youngest in the family. I went to high school in Seward, Nebraska, and everybody went to college, went to become engineers, and I started to be an engineer and decided I didn't care for that. And just kind of out of the blue, I picked pharmacy. I graduated from pharmacy college in Omaha in 1975 because I eventually wanted to open up my own drugstore by myself. I wanted something that I could call my own. And we kept driving through Springfield, and I noticed they didn't have a drugstore here. And I thought, well, this is close to Omaha, and they probably need a drugstore here, and I'll see if I can make it work. So Bank Building was available for sale. I purchased that in 1976 and started a little drugstore. In 2009, it'll be 32 years. Soda Fountain's really my pride and joy.
It looks like it's right out of Happy Days. All you're missing is the funds. Hey. How did you do it?
I asked a antique dealer friend of mine in Gretna, you know, he's be on the lookout for a soda fountain. He had a friend in Walnut, Iowa that had one sitting in a building, and he was willing to give it to me.
Do you get people that are brand new to Springfield?
Yeah, most people come here, I think, because they want a small town atmosphere, and if they want to find out who runs the little drugstore, or who runs the little gas station, who runs the grocery store, and again, that's part of the fun, I think, is getting to know someone new that's coming to town.
That kind of makes you an ambassador.
Yes, definitely.
Keith, I was told that Dr. Pepper was originally created by a druggist just like you in a pharmacy just like yours. I hear you make a legendary Green River. What goes into that?
Green River is syrup. It's green, of course. It's kind of a lime-flavored product from way, 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 way back, probably 100 years ago. Old-timers are all aware of it. It seems like young boys just crave that. It's one of my more popular drinks. We make a Green River phosphate, and then we make a Green River soda, which has a couple of scoops of ice cream in it.
Speaking of legend, can you tell me the story of the Husker 61?
Yes, we've had a couple kids here in Springfield that went to Plateau and played for the University of Nebraska. One of those was Brant Wade, W-A-D-E, Brant, great big guy. He came in one day and with his grandpa, George Liebers, and Sheldon Jackson, who I think plays in the pros, and they wanted ice cream, so I got the biggest bowl I could find, and that's where the Husker 61 sundae came from. That was his team number, was 61.
Well, it looks delicious.
Yeah, oh yeah, and it's little kids like to buy it because it's the biggest thing on the menu.
And there's no calories?
Yeah, no calories in any of my ice cream.
Keith, do you have any special plans for Christmas? We have a tree and lights.
I expect the mystery tree will show up. Many years ago, a tree would show up in the middle of the 2nd and Main Street here in the middle of the intersection with lights and ornaments on it, and that idea was resurrected about 25 years ago. No one knows how it gets here or where it comes from, but one night in early December, all of a sudden the tree magically appears in the middle of Springfield.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The legend continues. Keith, is there one thing that you would like to tell the whole community?
Thank you. Thanks for your support. Well, I've been here 32 years, you know, and it hasn't always been easy, but people come in and say the nicest thing. Thank you for your support. Thanks for your trust. It's appreciated.
Keith, thanks for taking a little time to visit with me this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, John.